What do you have to lose by trying something new like Trump? What the hell do you have to lose? You have to lose. You have to lose.
Mr. Trump is so stupid. My God, my God.
We won with poorly educated. I love the poorly educated.
We ought to have a prayer called the God damn it prayer. God damn them to hell, please.
Sean Spicer, our press secretary, gave alternative facts to that.
But you know what? You don't impeach people when they're doing a good job.
Because we're going to go in there, we're going to impeach the motherfucker.
Welcome to the Crab Diving Show with your hosts, Ryan Pfeiffer and Patrick Vile.
It is Thursday, everybody. Welcome to the big show, Crab Diving Live, streaming at you from Pensacola, Florida. The Redneck Riviera, U.S. of A. I mean, kind of, I guess. Depends on what your viewpoint is of Sodom and Gomorrah.
Like, do you like it or?
I mean, if it's a bunch of people drinking and fucking and stuff, then.
That part's fun.
That sounds like not a reason people should be salt pillared.
Well, can we avoid stuff? Because I thought part of that story is they were destroyed. The Sodomites, right? By
the
someone.
Pillars of salt, right? Didn't God?
Well, can we skip that part? In
what
the
do you
story?
Mean?
Well, hold let's on. Not destroy the Sodomites.
We have drama going on here in the
hold
studio.
Hold on, intern. Don't destroy the Sodomites. How does that change the story?
But how do you keep the people in line that you're trying to scare with big God's going to kill you if you don't listen to us stories?
Butt plugs. I don't know.
Most of the people. Some of the people. Holy shit. Off track on the opening already. However you're listening to us, whether you got us as a podcast at your favorite podcasting application or you listen to us streaming on the streaming network 24/7. However you're doing it, we appreciate the fuckeroni Tony out of it. We're going to be here for the next couple hours. Stuff to talk about, I understand.
Like what?
There may be, you know, some stuff going on.
Oh, okay. On the planet. In the planet.
But we're going to have an unboxing or an undicking. Or
oh, really?
A dicking.
Oh.
Of some sort.
Unleash the dick!
The intern, Shelby, who
boy.
You hear protesting in the background,
now,
usually gets a Kong toy at this point of the show.
I want to just... The intern is a dog.
Right.
A puppy.
Yes.
So, you know.
She usually gets Kong toy to
yes.
get her to shut the fuck up. And
right.
it's completely my fault that I had then conditioned her
yeah.
to become this monster now that we'll sit here and yell and scream.
You know.
Until she gets said Kong toy. But I understand it's a popular segment on the show.
Yeah.
But
the Kong toy people should. Send us a fat fucking check, don't
our,
you think?
Our previous intern, Kate,
yes.
rest in peace,
right?
Was a particular lover of
oh,
these bully sticks, these
ooh,
these,
yeah.
these cow dicks. And I may have...
Who isn't, Pat? Shit.
I may have over-ordered their 12-inch
oh, fuck.
Bully dicks sticks.
It's so horrible.
Shelby seems quite interested. You ready? I'm going to toss it over there.
Okay.
I don't want to be on camera.
Okay.
Toss it over here.
Over where? Over right here.
Ready? Right. And there you go, everybody. Uh-oh. She's looking at it. This is great for radio. She's got it, and she's trying to carry it away.
Everybody out with that dick! Hey.
So maybe that'll distract her for a little while there.
Show us that dick!
They're big American bull dicks. I checked
yes.
to make sure they weren't from China.
Yes. American.
Because who knows what the fuck they put in their bull dicks there.
Everything good.
So there you go.
By the way, check us out on Instagram on crabdiving_podcast. I just put the bull dick footage is available there.
Crabdiving_podcast. podcast. crabdiving.com
/Amazon. Right.
If you want to buy shit through our Amazon link and help us out here at the show, we get a little commissione.
We get paid, baby.
And that's how I ordered these bull dicks through Amazon.
Oh, okay.
Not through our link. That would be double dipping.
Gosh. Could you imagine sitting down with a cow? Well, it wouldn't be a cow. It would be a bull. Listen, Mr. Bull, we're going to do something really fucked up with your penis.
I think it's posthumous, but yeah. Oh, yeah.
Posthumously, we will turn your cock into a dog treat.
So,
posthumously.
And it says naturally odor free.
Oh.
So that's one of the other reasons I ordered these ones, because you remember how bad those dicks smell? That,
I do, yeah.
You know, get Kate.
That's so horrible.
So no,
why wouldn't you just make them odor free? Why?
I think the 6 inches from now on for Shelby, by the way.
Why?
She's really soldiering on with the 12-incher, but she's...
What kind of technology was discovered that these first had to be released with the full dick smell?
Well, I don't think they thought about it until people
it's
were
your
like,
product. You're not going to think about how it smells when it's being used, though. I mean,
this is for dogs. And people were probably like, fuck it. And then, you know, they had people
leave the smell in there.
People getting woozy from funk. From bull dick funk.
It's hard for me to believe that wouldn't be considered. That wouldn't be on the table. I'm just saying, in that industry, guys, maybe this is a...
Maybe you're...
It's a learning.
Maybe you're smell blind to,
right,
to bull dick funk.
Well, you can't... I mean, if... I guess... Who makes these...
Around bull dicks all day.
If you make dog food and cat food and food for pets...
Thick 12-inch bully sticks.
Shit, yes. Come on, god damn it. It's Florida. You know, are there
Smoke
chefs?
Is disposable and washable.
Citations on that, please.
Gross.
Washable? No, but really, if you make dog treats or dog food, are you a chef? Like a canine or cat chef or some shit?
I don't...
I mean, it's a job, right? You gotta make their... So it's a, you're a chef.
There are... specialties, I guess, that
somebody's listening right now
make food.
Somebody's listening to me right now is like, yeah, I am a chef, motherfucker.
There's people that make a lot of fucking money,
absolutely,
making fancy food for dogs, because
yes,
the commercial shit's kind of not the best thing you can give
let
your
me
dog.
Tell you something, and I want to tell this story, but I do not want to mention who I'm talking about or even hint, you know, because the guy listens every now and then.
Oh, okay.
But there is a person I know I don't want to mention this guy's name.
You don't want anyone else to figure out.
Yeah.
But know it's a guy.
Yeah, okay. Well, he has a relative who made his money in the dog food biz. And you know what the guy did? He went to South Korea and would buy barges of grease and lard or whatever. And then... he would approach these... Shut up, gobbler! And he would approach these dog food... whoever makes dog food, and he would look at their product and say, hey, just so you know, per regulations, you could put this much more lard in your
Christ.
Dog food and drop your price and make more money. And I have the lard. So that's all he would do.
God bless America.
The guy has loaded. He is loaded.
There you go.
I'm a human, and I'm coming.
Well,
Joe
you have
Rogan,
to
metaphysically, is a Christmas hog.
Things you hear before the guy slices you up.
Oh, I'll bet Alex is nibbling at Rogan's testicles right now.
They all love each other.
After that deal that Rogan got over at SiriusXM.
What's wrong with people in our country?
Wait, SiriusXM? Spotify?
What?
Where did Rogan go?
Spotify. We're on Spotify. Fuck Joe Rogan. Listen to our show. Oh, God. Every fucking comedian wants to be Joe Rogan.
The enemy's got to be engaged. Bone's got to meet bone. Sword's got to meet shield. The axe has got to come down on that skull. And in the end, we'll see heaven.
You know, as if you were Alex, if you're the neighbor of Alex Jones, if you needed more reason, another reason to be wary of him and nervous. I mean, it came out, the guy's yelling at people, he's shooting guns all over the place. And then the following week, he's like, here's how I'd eat my neighbor. Like, your neighbor, me?
You don't think I've been looking at my neighbor?
My kid's not going to die. I'm going to eat my neighbor's kid. What?
But then, I mean, he went on to prove it. He's like fantasizing about hanging him up on a rack and skinning him.
Jeez.
It's like, okay.
God, it's great writing, right, though. Specificity, it's wonderful.
Yeah, it's like...
creepy.
I think I did the promo for the Amazon shit.
I have no idea.
Tweet us during the show, at right. Crab Diving, C-R-A-B-D-I-V-I-N-G, during yes. the live show, or anytime.
Yeah.
And join in the fun on Ooh. Our Facebook page.
And go back and listen to old shows, man. We've covered every day of this fuckhead that's been in office. Nearly every fucking day.
It could almost,
a fuckhead. Go back and listen.
It could almost make an atheist wonder about some kind of a higher power. The fact yes. that we did a special live show.
Right.
On the night of the election in 2016.
Right. And it was zapped.
And it vanished.
That really sucks. Are you sure you can't get that back?
It got eaten by
What about the Wayback Machine in your computer?
I don't know. Something was fucked up.
Was it that computer?
It may have been this one or the previous computer.
Restore to a previous date.
You can't.
Yes, you can.
Not that far.
Yes, you can.
Not now.
I don't know.
You can't go back to infinite dates from the... No.
Jeez.
It writes over those things.
Thanks a lot, Gateway.
Let's see what the headlines are, shall
yeah,
we?
Yeah, yeah.
Do Sarah names? My name's Patrick Vile.
My name's Ryan Pfeiffer, and, you know... Oh, yeah, yeah. Jeez, I just want to say, good job, Florida. We are really killing it, and not in a good way with this COVID
well,
shit.
Well, literally.
I mean, dude, I am refreshing our county, Escambia County in Florida. I'm refreshing it. The new cases today... New cases today. Oh, my God. Why won't that?
Is that good?
Oh, wait. That's
Dick's a big hit.
The whole state, we have 5,004 cases. And this is the good...
In one day.
Yeah. And this is the tracker by Rebecca Jones. This isn't the one Ron
the person
Santo.
Who was fired because she wouldn't DeSantis. Fuck with the numbers the way that yes. Ron DeRacist, our governor here in Florida.
Have you checked
wanted.
The numbers today?
Earlier, but I think they come in later.
For Escambia, what's your guess that it is at now? Did you?
I don't know what the total is, but how many do we have in the day?
I'm saying guess.
50-ish?
You're low.
80-ish?
You're still low.
Oh, really?
92.
Oh, well, that's not good at all.
92.
There you go, everybody.
Yes. Again, the comics.
When's comedy opening up, Ryan?
When you guys want to start a show? We had 92 cases today. Do you know how much money this shit could cost you if you catch it? Let's just say it like that. You want to go out in this shit. Imagine you get sick. You're out and it sucks. And you're not hospitalized. Still, there are people, you know, out of commission for a fucking month. And you have to be isolated.
Give it to people without knowing.
Just stop going places. We need the 92 cases, 6 available ICU beds, so we're golden there.
Oh, that's down.
Hey, it's 6. That's a shitload, right?
I like turtles.
Go out and do karaoke, everybody. Go karaoke. 6 available ICU beds. Go karaoke.
Over at the... Oh, I understand the ventilator does wonders for your chords. You'll
oh, really?
You'll come out sounding like Joe Cocker.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Yeah, there are lasting effects from this, like organ damage.
Over at the Commie Pinko Liberal Huff Post.
What a horrible way to describe a side effect. CDC, if you could end up looking like Joe Cocker.
Sounding.
What is Joe Cocker?
We're looking.
Is he good looking?
I don't know what the other effects are. Lone Star Crisis, Texas hits brakes on reopening.
Why? What happened? They were doing everything right. Wait, they weren't.
Grubner. What's up, Governor? Governor Greg Abbott today.
Yes.
Halted elective surgeries in Texas's biggest counties and said the state would, quote, pause.
Yes.
It's aggressive reopening as it deals with a surge in coronavirus cases and hospitalizations that has made it one of the nation's virus hotspots. One of.
Virus hotspot is a negative. Just so we're clear, because our country is so fucked up.
Right.
Okay.
The suspension of elective surgeries is designed to protect hospital space.
Yes.
In Dallas, Houston, Austin, right. And San Antone.
Oh, I can't get my me cock extension. me sack lift.
I was going to say, in Dallas, there's a lot of, in Houston, going to be right. A lot of upset facelifts that are
right.
Poorly scheduled.
Right. Are there a lot of facelifts in Dallas?
Yeah, there's a lot of rich white people.
Oh, yes. Shit, yes. I want to get a face. I don't give a fuck about that. Is the ultimate privilege, right? Getting a facelift in the middle of a COVID pandemic. Right.
Statewide, the number of COVID-19 patients has more than doubled in 2 weeks.
Okay.
In Tejas. Holy shit. They reported more than 11,000 new cases in the previous 2 days alone.
Holy shit. In Texas?
Yeah.
Damn, we're only at like 5,000 something.
Abbott this week has taken a newly urgent tone about the worsening trends and is now telling the public that they should probably stay home.
Oh, shit, man. Hey, what does it take to have a Republican have an urgent tone? 10,000 new cases in one fucking day.
He's urging Texans to wear masks in public, but has not issued a statewide mask order. And this is fucking Texas. You know, anything he does will not touch the houses of the Lord.
Listen, if you guys give a fuck about any of this, call up one of these fucking governors that had it going on and just ask them what to do and then fucking do it. Right? There's no, because Abbott doesn't have a good idea. The racist has not a good idea. Do you think the racist would call up Cuomo and just say, Cuomo, please, please, I'm a child.
No.
The racist is like, I'm a child. I'm a stupid fucking, I'm an idiot. I don't know how to put on a mask. Hold my hand and teach me how to be a fucking adult.
So that's the headline. Over at the HuffPo is God. Texas. Texas reopened on pause.
As I'm sitting here and talking, and I have a spit guard on, I can feel a spit coming off my mouth. Humans are fucking disgusting, and maybe this is the way we should all be. Maybe this is it. Maybe we aren't meant to be in proximity with a lot of people who fucking spit all the time. Think about how unreasonable that sounds.
Over at the Drudge Report.
Ooh. God.
Excuse me.
Oh, yes. Oui, oui.
Oh, boy.
Oh, that's good. It's a nice reaction.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 headlines about the same subject.
Yes. Yes.
First headline, United States of Infected.
Oh, that's good. Who did that?
It's like the Living Dead, for fuck's sake.
Jesus Christ, guys.
Most cases in a day is the next headline.
Damn!
Surge among young. Texas pauses reopening. Oh, look. Florida, too.
Oh, come on, pussies. Come on.
When is this? This is not long ago at all.
I mean, it was not long before this little county was going up by 10, 15 a day. 92 new motherfucking cases a day, 6 available IC fucking U beds.
And that's God. Just here in the panhandle.
Oh, I'm overreacting.
Southern
though.
Florida oh. is really fucking getting pummeled.
Jeez.
And a lot of older people.
Oh, okay.
Doesn't Florida have one of the highest concentrations of retirees?
Shit, yes, Pat.
You saw the Golden Girls. They'd all be at risk.
Was that where that took place?
Betty White.
Was that where that took place?
The Golden Girls took it place
in
Florida.
California.
No,
Florida?
I would bet $1 billion Florida.
God, there's some of my friends are horrified that I don't know that.
Tampa Bay. Maybe Tampa.
Way into Golden Girls.
Hold on a second.
Siri.
Shit.
Siri, where did the Golden Girls take place?
Here's what I found.
Well, just tell me. I don't want to read any.
Miami.
Okay.
There you go.
Wait, was it? Yeah.
So I don't know. Those are all the headlines at the Drudge Report. They're all kind of pretty self-explanatory.
I hope Betty White is playing it safe.
We're fucked. We're fucked.
Betty White is playing it safe, right? She's not.
I hope so. Yeah.
I bet she's. She's got to be. I mean, she's got to be smart about this shit. You know.
I would hope.
I was about. You know, there's no way someone gets that old and doesn't have. Is that stupid? That would be stupid, and you'd be able to live that long. That's not true.
That's
you know what I'm
true.
Trying to say? And now, yeah. As I'm saying this, I'm talking myself out of it.
It's so not true.
I'm just saying she knows. She knows! Don't go anywhere! Fuck. Don't go to karaoke.
Fuck.
Where are you going tonight? You going to a movie
and
theater?
And wait till it starts hitting the, the more rural areas, and it will. And hitting areas that are underserved by healthcare thanks to their own votes.
Oh, yes.
Because the fucking Republicans have defunded public clinics and shit
America,
like that. Because they're not profitable.
Fuck you! Yeah, we're not making money off being able to live healthily. We're not. There's no profit there. God. You want to go roller skating later? Yeah. Or are you okay? Jeez,
who is this guy? Fernando Armandi. Oh, I've seen him before. Author Pundit. Hosts the Strange Days podcast.
Okay,
shout out to him.
Right.
He tweeted, "How has Governor Ron DeSantis not been permanently run out of the governor's mansion by the Pots and Pitchforks Brigade yet?"
I don't know.
Florida reports 5,004 new COVID cases, the second highest total ever in a single day.
It's hard for people to measure whether a politician is winning or losing sometimes, right? It's that kind of thing is hard to quantify. But what you're
saying... By the politicians' framework or from our framework?
From our framework.
Because they're seldom the same.
Yeah.
They seldom seem to be the same thing.
But what you just said is, I don't know, fairly clear.
Okay.
We have how the most new cases or what are we? We're up there, right? In one day, 5,000?
Second highest. Yeah.
Okay. He's doing poorly, if you judge it by that. Very poorly. I mean, he's actually a tremendous loser.
Yes.
You know, that's my in-depth analysis. He's a tremendous fucking loser. He looks like such a dickhead, too. He looks so stupid.
Oh, bye-bye, Sammy Hagar.
Oh, yeah. I saw that. What did he do?
Says he's willing to sacrifice people for the economy.
You were the shitty one in Van Halen.
Himself included.
Oh, I hate your songs. You know what, Sammy? Thank you. Thank you so much for letting me know who you are. I hate your music. Oh, I hate your music.
I'll bet David Lee comes out as like, fuck Trump.
Yeah. Well, David Lee Roth is nice, right? He's just fucking nuts.
He's bad shit. Yeah,
this guy is a fucking dickhead.
His politics may be shit too. I don't know.
I Can't Drive 55 is the dumbest fucking song. Is he OU812? Is that OU812 Van Halen? God, what garbage.
There's some decent Van Halen.
There's great Van Halen.
Not with Sammy. Yeah.
Not with Sammy. You guys should have went full instrumental instead of this fucking fascist. What's the other one he does? I Can't Drive 55. That's great. I Can't Drive the Speed Limit. So now somebody will be in a wheelchair.
Oh,
God, you
like
heartless fuck. What else? What else did he do?
I feel that song.
What else though? What are the other great Van Halen songs we know Sammy Hagar for? Come on. Come on, name sports Sammy Hagar.
I can't remember. Everyone I think of has David Lee.
Right. All the good ones. Jump. Panama. Hot for Teacher.
We've got also at the Drudge Report. Yes.
And I enjoyed a lot of David Lee Roth's solo career too, but none of Sammy Hagar's. Not one fucking song.
I did like David Lee's fucking solo career.
Sammy Hagar, the guy that fucked up Van Halen, wants your grandparents to die so the economy gets restarted. I'll suck a dick.
Well, Sammy Hagar is over, is trending.
Go fuck yourself.
On Twitter. He's willing to sacrifice himself, even.
Who asked this motherfucker, though? Who asked this motherfucker? How did Sammy Hagar find a microphone to speak into that anybody wanted to hear?
Doesn't he make hot sauce or something? Shit like that? Or
Ron Jeremy tequila. Does. That's Ron Jeremy. Yeah, he makes... Oh, Sammy Hagar makes the best tequila. Oh, yes. Oh, it's so good. Tequila. God. That shit'll kill you.
Oh, Tom Cotton trending. That can't be good.
Right.
What horrible thing did he say?
God. Sammy Hagar, too. I mean, it's like... He fits right into those musicians that are, you know, little bootlickers. What's his face? Ted Nugent. Oh, yeah. Perfect company. Perfect fucking company, dickhead.
I've got some other stuff here. Thanks for joining us, everybody.
Thanks for listening. Three Doors Down, they suck too.
Come on, Kryptonite.
One song. I guess who's the best of the bootlickers, the bootlicking musicians? Who else is there? Who else is there? Who else is in company with Sammy fucking Hagar? God. It's just odd to me. There must have been. I'm trying to think the kind of event. Aren't we all supposed to be at home? Why is Sammy Hagar walking around giving his opinion about the COVID?
Well, I don't know how he was contacted.
Go fuck yourself, motherfucker.
I don't know he was probably interviewed. He's probably in his basement.
Right. To everybody, you know, I think we posted this and I read all the comments and a lot of people were making valid points about that piece of shit, but no fat shaming. We don't fat shame. So stop it. That's not nice.
We try really hard not to fat shame.
Quit fat shaming Sammy Hagar, the guy that wrote, "I can't drive 55 because I'm a fucking cunt."
I've also got a story here.
Yes.
That, I don't know. Do you want? Well, here we go. Have you heard about Cornelius Frederick?
No. Cornelius?
Yeah. Frederick. Well, this is another African American.
Okay.
Killed, whose last words were basically,
"Oh my God,
I can't breathe."
When was this?
This was not long ago, April 29th.
Jesus. God.
He was at Lakeside Academy.
Yeah.
In Kalamazoo, Michigan.
What is that? Lakeside?
It's one of those schools, wink, wink.
Okay.
In other words, it's like a private kid prison.
Oh my God.
Like a foster care facility.
Right. So it's ran like a correctional facility kind of thing, or like a is it ran by cops?
16-year-old Cornelius Frederick died on May 1st.
Okay.
Oh, in hospital after suffering a heart attack on April 29th. Staff sat on his chest as he lost consciousness. Employees waited 12 minutes to call 911.
How old is this?
Even though he was limp and unresponsive. 16 years old.
16 years old? And there's a grown man standing on this person?
Several. Video from Lakeside Academy, the video shows a staff member placing the his or her, that says here, hit weight directly on Frederick's chest for nearly 10 minutes as the victim lost consciousness.
Oh, my God. You know, they do this, though. Isn't this a thing these cops do? It's a technique. It must be, because it's not, I swear to God, man, that's not the first time I've heard this.
Watching these kids.
Are they cops?
He was in foster care because his mother passed away suddenly in her sleep at age 32.
Oh,
and
God.
The father is unable to provide care.
Great.
So the kid gets tossed into the system.
Into this? Where there's a cop?
And why was he being restrained? For what infraction?
What was it?
He threw a sandwich on the floor.
This is a 16-year-old kid. I'm sorry. Let me understand something.
He is black.
A teenager.
If that adds anything to the equation.
Hey, listen. Somebody gets emotional and throws a sandwich on the floor. I don't care what fucking age you are. Anyone. It has the right as a human being to take a sandwich and throw it on the floor because you're pissed or whatever.
Listen to the piss poor responses, though.
Following an investigation into Frederick's death, the Michigan Department of Health and Human Services terminated its contract with Lakeside Academy in June 2020.
After this happened?
A month
after this happened.
They terminated their contract. We're no longer going to be sending kids to you.
So
this is a private facility.
Oh, my God.
It's one of these private for-profit gulags.
So this happened, and then their contract was terminated with the government.
This is this is all that's happened.
But what about the person that did it?
They found out that the academy had at least 30 other violations over the past 5 years.
Holy shit. So wait,
the staff at the academy had previously been cited for using wrongful and improper restraints.
Lethal.
The Michigan Department of Health and Human Services has a laundry list of complaints that it investigated and addressed regarding employees at Lakeside Academy.
You murdered a child. A child threw a sandwich or dropped a sandwich. Who gives a fuck? Someone stood on this child and for 10 minutes until they were dead.
The only legal action that is happening has been a private lawsuit from the family.
The person, was that a cop that did this, or was a security guard, or a...
Some employee at the academy. Probably counselor.
And they're not
some,
arrested? Or charged?
Not that I know
or
of yet.
Fired, or in custody, or anything like that? What's wrong, buddy?
Now she's losing her mind because she's done.
Why is the intern upset?
I think she's done with the dick, and she wants to bury it somewhere, and now she's
you
want to
bury the
here.
Dick? Just leave the dick alone.
So now she's
stress.
She's gonna lose her mind, stress out about it.
Yeah. Don't worry about that dick.
The organization said, "We're deeply saddened by the tragic loss and acted quickly to terminate all staff involved." Oh, they fired them. Additionally, we have removed the former executive director of Lakeside from the organization.
This dog is crying about this dog toy. It's making me laugh. And this is not, I don't mean to laugh in the middle of this horrific fucking story, but the dog, it's got to stop crying about this dick, okay? It's okay.
Let's see. I'm reading on here.
God,
it's just
person murdered.
Bullshit.
A kid was living at this facility. The dog stopped making those noises.
As of June 22nd, we do have an update. The state pulled the license of this this group, Lakeview Academy.
Okay, good.
So they got to close.
They
say that kids were pulling fire alarms, trying to get the attention of authorities for months. started running away en masse after the murder because they thought they'd be next.
What the fuck? What the fuck kind of horror scene? How long did it exist like this?
Well, right. And I'm sure it's tip of the iceberg.
Oh, yeah. Jesus Christ. So, what, you had like a bunch of staff there that were just sadistic motherfuckers that would torture people and abuse these kids?
They say the kids there were traumatized afterwards and were acting up so badly that, guess what? They tear gassed their own kids to get them.
Oh, my God.
There's an uprising.
You know,
is this legal?
Well, you know, not in war. You can't use tear gas. Per the Geneva Convention, in war, you can't use tear gas, but it's okay. If you're in charge of a bunch of children, you can gas. They really tear gas the kids, though? Really?
Yeah. Yeah.
What the fuck? Jesus. Our world is so horrible. And, you know, I don't know. And I was thinking about this. Like, what the fuck? I wonder what's going on at those horrible detention camps at the border, too. You know, that's all fucked up with coronavirus and shit.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, so I don't know. Our world is pretty fucked up right now. I don't know what to say. Shit.
In the weeks leading up to this murder,
God,
Kalamazoo Department of Public Safety received an increase of calls for false fire alarms.
Yeah.
It said there was a pattern of things being out of control. After the death of Frederick was reported, the boys on campus began fighting. 25 to 28 students ran away.
Jesus Christ. How? Like, they just ran out of the facility and into the...
Lakeside Academy is not a detention center, and for that reason, police and facility staff cannot physically bring anyone back to campus without a court order.
Yeah. Oh, so if you make it off the campus, they can't bring you back.
Yeah.
That's... Well, how horrible. But where would these kids... Okay.
Police say they're still investigating the death. The interview process of the investigation is still ongoing.
Yeah.
But no arrests have been made. But this police rep says the criminal charges are likely.
Well, yeah, man. Just think about these kids. They're
waiting for a toxicology report. Oh, what drugs did the 16-year-old have rampaging through his system?
God, what is wrong with these fucking people? And I don't know
if there's a video of his chest being sat on for 10 minutes straight.
The guy should be arrested.
As he was saying, I can't breathe, I can't breathe.
And why would the guy be arrested right then? Why wouldn't you charge the guy with something? There's evidence.
He did test positive for COVID.
The kid.
The kid that was killed.
Oh, my God. Jesus.
So there you go.
Just fucking horrible.
What was this date? This is a month ago. So they're closing. I'm sure it's closed by now. They were in the process of during the
those are some rough
story I'm reading now.
Yelp reviews to overcome.
So yeah, this shit's going on. This the prisons are
and this
horror escapes.
This is a foster facility.
Yes, but it's not a prison. He didn't do anything wrong.
Yeah. He's just in the system. He's in the foster care system.
Right.
In this facility.
For no reason other than that his mother died. And suddenly he's flung into the system. And I'm sure instead of getting sufficient counseling.
Oh, yeah.
He's just thrown into an institutional
setting. Saw what he was
and
probably
he's acting,
getting.
And they may be acting out. Maybe he's like, the sandwich sucks. And he threw it on the floor.
Or maybe
and then Joe Royd. Guard jumps on him.
I mean, that's just seems like it's heartbreaking. It's a miserable existence. I mean, for a fucking kid, and the thing is, it's like the only reason this got out was because of a video. Is that right?
I mean, I guess the family and the attorneys have been pushing to get it out, but
you just got
to
wonder what you just said. It's the tip of the iceberg. What
this
goes
happened
on?
Beginning of May. I don't remember hearing anything about
Imagine
it.
Imagine what went on in that fucking place before they closed it. And how tortured this kid's life was probably with these fucking people.
Yeah.
Oh, God. And I'm sure, and not to be a dick. Is it Faithless Friday or is that tomorrow?
Tomorrow is Faithless Friday.
Well, not to be a dick and just assume.
Oh, we do have.
I'm just assuming this place, there was some element of evangelical bullshit there, right? They probably had a pastor or something.
I have an update.
Yes, crab diving update.
Three staff members at a youth facility in Kalamazoo have now been charged.
No shit.
In the death of a black teenager who died days after being restrained for throwing a sandwich.
God.
The decision comes after the county medical examiner ruled that 16-year-old Cornelius Frederick's death was a homicide by a result of restraint asphyxia. See, this bullshit... You can restrain someone's breathing, not stop it, and kill them.
A 16-year-old child.
That's where they hear this. But, well, if you could say... She just kicked that cord again. If you could say, I can't breathe, you could obviously breathe. But that's not an accurate statement. That's not the way things work.
That... It still works. Yeah, that shit... You. What you said, that's the shit that... Somebody, some governor, some fucking mayor from Mississippi said that about George Floyd.
Yeah.
I don't understand how a human says that because I don't know. That's just fucking.
Involuntary manslaughter is all they're being charged with. Second degree child abuse.
Well, I mean.
Michael Mosley and Zachary Solis are the two killers.
Yeah.
They're accused of restraining Frederick in a, quote, grossly negligent manner.
Negligent?
McLogan was the nurse at the facility, and she's accused of failing to seek timely medical care.
10 minutes. So they restrained this kid for 10 minutes, and then he died.
Right.
So his last moments on Earth are these guys... fucking torturing him. I don't know. Fuck, I don't know.
Witnesses said he expressed he couldn't breathe during the restraint. After releasing him, the report found that another 12 minutes went by before staffers sought any medical attention or attempted CPR.
Somebody should stand on that guy's fucking chest. See if he can take it for 2 minutes. Fuck him. God.
The health department report said throwing bread is not a demonstration of imminent threat to harm
child.
Of harm to self or others and did not warrant physical management.
And you're talking about a child. This is a child.
They're still calling on they can still upgrade the charges.
Okay. God, I mean, God, humans are just horrible fucking people. I mean, we're just covered in coronavirus in this country. Nobody wants to even wear a mask. Nobody gives a fuck. You really, I don't know.
But my freedom.
Oh, you fucking evangelical Trumpalos.
Oh, here's the audio.
Go fuck yourself.
Of the woman we talked about yesterday from that board meeting where they voted, ended up voting 7-0 to mandate the wearing of masks.
Oh, okay.
Here is this ninny woman.
Oh, you read this one, right?
Yeah, I read the transcript, but you got to hear
this. This is insane, dude.
You got to hear the performance. Because the only video I had yesterday was like the whole 3-hour meeting.
Somebody give this person an Oscar, I guess.
She's out of her mind. Here we go. This is what we're up against, people.
You literally cannot mandate somebody to wear a mask knowing that that mask is killing people. It literally is killing people. And we the people are waking up and we know what citizens' arrest is because citizens' arrests are already happening. Okay. And
it's so much better when she does it.
Not to like, damn, I wish this person, I mean, just think about what she's saying. She doesn't give, she could be carrying the coronavirus asymptomatically.
Yes.
Right. She doesn't fucking care. And just think about like this person's privilege. She gets to
to spew her anti-science fucking bullshit. All she wants, and then this kid, this fucking kid whose mom dies, has to fucking die with somebody standing on his fucking chest. He had the coronavirus. That is no privilege. That is a fail. There's society fucking failed that person. And that sucks. But society's not failing this idiot. How is that?
Every single one of you that are obeying the devil's laws are going to be arrested. God. And you, doctor, are going to be arrested for crimes against humanity. Every single one of you have a smirk behind that little mask. But every
yeah, this, of course they do. They know she knows she's being laughed at.
Why is she doing this? Like,
because she's an asshole.
She believes this no matter fucking what. You know what? It's no accident that a lot of these. What do you think she's into Jesus and shit like that?
Oh, undoubtedly.
See, there's that common denominator is always there. Why does it seem like many of the stupid people are into the Jesus? Why? I'm sorry to make that generalization. Prove me wrong.
Have a smirk behind that little mask, but every single one of you are going to get punished by God. You cannot escape God. You cannot escape God. I'm going to say that again. You cannot escape God, not even with the mask or 6 feet. Okay? 6 feet, like I said before, is military protocol. You're trying to get the people to train them so when the cameras, the 5G comes out, what?
Here we go. Everybody now, drink.
This person.
She's at 5G already.
Oh, yeah. I mean, this person is, you know, she's nuts, man.
Where's she going with the 5G? It'll be easier for the facial recognition software or something to pick you up if we're all 6 feet away from each other?
What fucking church does this lunatic go to? That's what I want to know. Like, is that this is some crazy fundamentalism shit? That the way she keeps what does she say? You're gonna get judged by God or
get judged by God.
God, you're fucked up.
Military protocol. You're trying to get the people to train them.
Military protocol.
Yeah. Oh, I get it. You're 6 feet apart. That's the military shit, right? They're just trying to get everybody to march in unison. When they click the 5G on, we'll all start blowing each other.
I don't know what's happening. I don't know what's happening with the 5G thing. If we can really do this 5G,
mind control, can we not get a vaccine for this motherfucker?
The whole point is that we don't.
And so when the cameras, the 5G comes out, what? They're gonna scan everybody. We got to get scanned. We got to get temperatured. The kids have to go to school with masks. Are you insane? Are you crazy? I think all of you should be in a psych ward right the heck now. Because none of you know what the hell you are all talking about. This is insane. And then you want to open.
You know,
where is she from?
I mean, maybe we need to rethink.
That's not Florida,
the
right?
The whole public input section. This is Florida. Oh. 100% Florida.
Where did you say already? I just... God.
It's somewhere down there. County Commissioner's Workshop.
Oh, God. Jeez. I mean, whatever wherever this person's from, your education system, not to criticize, should be burn it to the ground. Defund your education and redo it. That's what I say, right? I mean, because this is some...
Or more money. Give them more money. But obviously, they don't have enough. It's producing idiots like this.
Well, you don't think, okay, not enough money and not being used correctly. I would say those two things. Thanks. That they need people.
I mean, she's in Q land now. I mean, she's on 5G.
Oh, yeah.
Just wait.
In this meeting with a prayer to God. Are you praying to the devil? Because God is not listening to that prayer. Because all of you are practicing the devil's laws. What happened to Bill Gates? Why is he not in jail? Why is Hillary Clinton not in jail? Why are all of these pedophiles that are demanding you all to listen to their rules? Why are they not in jail? Oh, is it because you're part of them?
Your time has expired.
The deep state is going down. And if any of you are in the deep state, you're going down with it.
Damn. If someone was doing
Thank
squares.
You. That's your 5 minutes.
If someone's doing a drinking game or squares
yeah,
on this.
She really. Like, but, bingo. But
all the way to the end.
Yeah.
She went all the way. It was very vague. And then the last fucking minute, it was bam, Bill Gates. Bam.
5G, Hillary Clinton, pedophiles, deep state.
Right.
The deep state, man. She hits everything. She didn't say Q.
Well, but that's everything that Q talks about.
Yeah. And some crazy Jesus shit. Gosh, you guys. That's privilege, though.
And you'll be shocked to learn that the county council did not take her advice.
Right.
Voted 7-0. And then you could hear, I think we played the audio yesterday of the ninnies that were just yelling. Like her, probably. Right. She was probably one of them.
And a bunch of others
that were screaming once they voted 7-0.
Do you think there's any reasonable way we could ever go back to having public school without masks?
Well, yeah, once...
Without masks?
Yeah, once we have a viable vaccine and treatment.
I guess, dude. I think we have to
But then we got to be ready for the next one.
Okay, so I think...
Which may be nastier.
And why... In Japan and a lot of those other countries, they did better because they already used masks. I think once people start masking up, I think the world is going to be masked from here on out. For us. For this country.
Not forever.
In New York, for a long fucking time, we're all going to be wearing masks.
Well, but I mean, for a little while, but not forever.
And after this week, here's what we're going to learn from the Trump presidency that's going to be very tragic. They're nowhere near, no one in this country is anywhere near finding a vaccine. And it's worse than we thought.
Right.
So, I don't know. Don't you think this week's so far? What's that?
100 days have made me older since the last time that I saw your pretty face.
Remember the song?
1,000 lives have made me colder, and I don't think I can.
You don't have any rat?
But all the miles are separated.
You'll know it in the chorus.
All the miles are separated. It disappeared out when I'm dreaming of your face. I'm here without you, baby, but you're still on my own mind.
Gotta remember this.
Yeah, you gotta remember this song. Yeah. This is this band's biggest song.
You know what?
Not Kryptonite.
Right. That's Three Doors
this
Down.
This is Three Doors Down.
I thought that was Sammy Hagar.
No, this is Three Doors Down. This is their biggest hit.
Boy, that sucks.
Here Without You.
Jeez. I don't know. Did you like that? Did you think that was interesting at all?
Yeah, it's all
right. No, that sucked. Come on. That's not good. You guys.
They're no Nickelback.
Do something else. That's what I would say. Do some more music for the deplorables. They loved it.
Thanks for listening, everybody. God. We do this every weekday, 2-4 p.m. Pacific, yes. 5-7 Eastern.
I mean, how the fuck do you want to imagine? You have a band, and you imagine you made money throughout the years. You toured. You're Three Doors Down. Your people barely give a fuck about you, but still, you can make money. You can make money. And you know how you do that? You don't sell out this one time and be a fucking Nazi bootlicker and play that goddamn inaugural. You don't do that, but they did it, so fuck them.
Under the headline, the world is putting America in quarantine.
No shit. I don't blame you. We're crazy.
The United States is in the midst of a full-blown second wave of coronavirus.
Yay.
Tuesday had 36,015 new cases, the highest number since May 1st.
Okay.
The third highest ever.
Jeez.
Meanwhile, Arizona, Florida, South Carolina, California, and Texas are headed for dire emergencies fast.
Okay. That sounds so negative. What is that you're reading from? Dire.
The Week.
What is that, like Time Magazine?
It's a news.
You guys are just so fucking negative about this shit.
So far, deaths have thankfully not returned to their previous highs, probably in part because the new surge appears to be hitting younger patients. But deaths are also a lagging indicator, and they are likely to start increasing soon.
Okay, now that again is more bad news.
Europe, where most countries have largely contained the virus after initial screw-ups,
yes,
is looking at America with slack-jawed horror.
Okay, well, slack-jawed. Slack-jawed.
I've heard like slack jaw just out. Yeah. What's slack jaw yokel? Mouth.
Right. Means it stands there with their mouth hanging open.
They just can't believe it. Well, we're idiots. I don't know what to
do. The European Union is likely to close its borders to American travelers when it restores some international travel on July 1st.
Are you pissed? Do you think that's fair? Or it's not fair. We're Americans.
Even
fuck.
Canada will most likely keep the border mostly closed when the current agreement expires on July 21st.
You can't go to Quebec. I'm sorry. That's off limits.
Around the world, it is beginning to sink in how, and this is in italics, profoundly rotten the United States is. America manages to turn things around, it will slide from the center of the international order to a peripheral, mistrusted basket case, and it will deserve it.
A peripheral, mistrusted basket case. Oh, yes.
We are there. That means
America's at the corner of my mind over there. You
and
know.
Our only chance to get rid of this is in November, even though Trump's going to try his bestest.
But we also
to not have the election happen.
We also have to stay at home. Mm-hmm. We have to lock this shit down now. Would that make a difference? That's we lock down now and everybody wore masks when you have to go outside.
When and where you can get. If you're in a state or an area where you can get the mail ballots and the absentee ballots, do that shit right away.
And I'm going to say this, dickheads.
A lot of counties, a lot of places have online portals where you can go.
Absolutely.
And you can check your status, make sure that you are registered and that you have the mail-in ballot requested.
And it's social media. It's the age of social media. And we have the receipts, dickhead. So when you go out and do your bullshit, and you're on social media at your shows, and then you're like, oh, shit, I got coronavirus. Oh, really? Let me go on your Facebook. Oh, okay. 2 nights ago, doing a show, licking everybody. What the fuck? We have the fucking receipts.
Skipping. Trump is not the only problem with the United States. New York had the worst outbreak in the country so far because Governor Andrew Cuomo and New York Mayor Bill de Blasio dawdled and procrastinated in the early stages.
Okay, wait a second.
They exemplified perhaps the signature characteristic of American politicians, blame avoidance.
De Blasio fucked it up. He fucked it up.
Cuomo waited a few minutes,
did
too.
Did he really?
Yeah, there's tape of Cuomo saying, I think this is going to go away. I think it's fine.
Oh, my God. Jesus, guys.
When faced with the problem, most top politicians in both parties think first about how they can shift blame to others.
Well, you've had time to think about that. Now solve this fucking pandemic, fuckfaces.
Halting the epidemic in the early stages would have required a lot of aggressive action before the need for it was clear. In a word, leadership.
Wait a minute, like from the White House?
Everywhere.
Go fuck yourself.
Politicians would have had to exercise power in a way that upset people and carefully communicate why they were doing so. Like in Michigan, where they hung her in effigy and called her a Nazi. And guess who's having one of the better numbers? One of the states with the better numbers. Fucking Michigan.
Oh, God, what's her name again?
Whitmer.
Yeah, Whitmer. Whitmer. Gretchen. I'll trade you for Ron. What do you think? Please come to Florida and save us. We suck.
Well, they'd love her here in the Panhandle.
I would.
Oof.
We
would.
Oh my God. All these idiots that protested these stay-at-home orders with the open carry and all that shit. This is the time when they need to know that they were wrong. Tell one of these people in your life, I told you so. I was right. I was right about this, and you were fucking wrong, you fucking moron.
Florida Governor Ron DeSantis, meanwhile, is weeks behind the time. At the time of writing, he has merely promised he will actually enforce pandemic rules on bars and restaurants. It still has not mandated mask wearing in public.
Let me tell you what the lockdown really meant. In this city, at least, a lot of places stayed open anyway. By invitation, you could come in.
Oh, it was like the 20s. Yeah, it was like the roaring 20s.
Except in the roaring 20s, why was there prohibition? There's no alcohol. And it wasn't because of some goddamn pandemic, right?
No, it's because of ninnies.
But now speakeasies aren't cool because there's a pandemic.
Correct.
And
then they were a response to an oppressive, largely religious rule.
How long have we been locked down? The studio.
Oh, a long time.
A long time.
Yeah.
And if we don't want to get the coronavirus, we're going to have to be locked down for a longer time.
Well, longer
time.
Thanks to a lot of dumb people starting from the top.
You fuck faces.
And evil people.
Oh, yes.
Starting from the top.
You fuck faces. Posting your pictures at bars and restaurants. Doing your comedy shows. You cocks.
CrabDiving.com/Amazon. Every time you go and buy shit, we get a little...
We get paid, baby!
A little nibberoni.
A nibberoni.
Nibberoni.
I wonder, is that the name of a dog treat, or someone in development discussed the name, and someone's like, oh no, not nibberoni. Nibberoni?
Yeah, nibberoni.
I've never heard of that.
I don't think I have either. So we also, this is a crab diving update.
Crab diving update.
We played video, I think it was 2 days ago, of some Trump's America. And this was
a nibble-roni.
Missouri. It was of a store outside of a store that sells Confederate memorabilia. Dixie Outfitters.
Hell yeah. Now, Missouri was in the Confederacy and the Union,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, it was kind of, yeah, it was by.
Right.
They were having some, you know, pro store protest, and a bunch of people were sitting around and drinking and sitting on their trucks and waving Confederate flags and
shit. Boy, doesn't that sound like fun?
And this one woman, was there, waving a flag.
Shit, yes.
At one point said, "I teach my grandkids to hate you." She shouted, "KKK belief," raised her fist.
Oh, this person. Great.
Well, now she's saying her name is Kim Jenkins. She's been found out.
Hi, Kim. Jeez. You're making the world worse. No offense.
She is apologizing.
Oh, yes. Thank you so much, Kim.
I fucking teach them to hate all of you people.
Gosh, that's nice.
Oh my God, there's a bunch of kids in the background and doing something, and they're all wearing Confederate flags like shawls.
Why do we have a society when, and I know I'm going to sound like a fucking lunatic, but it just seems like when you see kids with white supremacy trophies draped over their shoulders, I mean, should they be with their fucking parents?
Well, they are.
But I mean, like,
they should be taken away from their parents?
Or just don't teach your kids to be racist. Which is tough. Which is impossible. If you're a racist.
Right. If you're a racist, how are you going to teach your kids to
fertilize
not be a racist?
Another human being and you give birth to a child, you will teach that child to be racist. And then the child will have to be lucky enough or fortunate enough to meet someone in their life that will care enough about them that will explain to them that they were raised by racist fucking lunatics.
Right.
So we have to hope that happens.
Right.
Or they'll just grow up to be this bitch sitting on a hood of a car somewhere with a Confederate flag.
That's not me, and that's not who I am, and I want people to understand that.
Kathy Jenkins is the woman seen in a viral video, which was taken at a Black Lives Matter.
That's not me, she says.
You know, Kathy, I would say in this point, if I were you, I would take down all my social media, I guess. But I would skip the apology because it's bullshit.
She said she's been she was locked out of her Facebook account, fired from her job. a punishment she says she deserved. She said she's been the target of some threats, and even some of her friends were threatened.
Wow.
She wouldn't tell the TV station where she called from, but only specified that she left Branson, her home of 6 years.
Well, geez.
That's right. Remember, it's in Branson.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Gosh. Well, I don't know what to tell you. You're being harassed and marginalized like you would do to people probably for the color of their skin, I guess. I mean, I don't really believe, you don't believe in karma, right?
Apparently,
I mean,
she blacked out, she says. Karma. I was chanting Black Lives Matter. That's not even on the video. It's like I blacked out. I don't even remember.
Wait a second. What does she mean? Does she mean like she blacked out like a racist would say when for she, a second I had a seizure and acted like a black person?
Yes.
Or wait, how do you chant? How do you chant Black Lives Matter?
Wait, get this. She was only in the parking lot of Dixie Outfitters to observe the nearby Black Lives Matter protest. You're sitting in the
Dixie
bed of a truck.
Outfitters.
You're rolling around in the Dixie flag.
Dixie Outfitters, man.
Dixie Outfitters.
Did you see that the Dixie chicks are dropping Dixie? They're just going to be the chicks.
Oh, are they?
Yeah.
Wow.
I mean, I assume, unless I read that in a satirical
it could be
thing, but I think for real, I don't know.
She said she was watching from the other side of the street and she was handed a Confederate flag. Didn't one of these try it before with one of those horrible racist signs?
Oh,
and she
yes.
was like, I didn't even know what the sign was handed to me.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Yeah, that's a sign your town is really racist. If you're just walking around all of a sudden like, holy shit, man, somebody just handed me a Confederate flag. I didn't even notice.
She assumed it was a symbol of unity. She said she then sat in the bed of a truck belonging to someone she didn't know.
Wow, I got to tell you something. I hope you teach your grandkids to be more aware than you are.
She was approached by people from the other side of the street, the Black Lives Matter people.
Okay.
She said she lost her temper. I hadn't said anything until they came into my face. It's like I blacked out. I don't even remember saying half the stuff I said.
Well,
she said she was mocking the people she approached her. I wasn't saying I'm KKK or for the KKK. I was mocking them because I don't like being called a racist.
Oh, right. This is like when someone gets busted for kiddie porn and they say I was doing research.
As many of you know, I'm Kathy. I just wanted to start with saying I'm truly, deeply sorry for what I said. This isn't who I am as a person.
Well,
I obviously cannot take back what I said. I can only learn from this. I want to make it clear I'm not teaching my children or grandchildren to hate anyone.
But you just said you were.
And I would beg to differ. Let's meet your children and grandchildren.
These people, you know what really frustrates me? These racists, there's always that same kind of through line or theme or whatever, where they want you to know that this isn't really who they are. They're not really like this. I don't give a fuck who you are. This is what you're screaming.
Branson, one of the organizers of the Black Lives Matter protest across the street,
yeah,
said she knew exactly what she was doing. She was there from the start on the other side, shouting obscenities and hateful words at the BLM people.
Gosh.
I think her claims to not know what the Confederate flag is and what it represents are absurd and lies.
No.
She proudly shouted KKK belief in front of all of us.
Yeah.
Her apology does not make sense. She's trying to state she didn't realize she was on the opposing side.
Oh, shit.
How do you not realize that if you're on Dixie Outfitters property holding a Confederate flag?
Yeah, that's like saying all these racist people that are into the Confederacy, they aren't in it for the racism. Or they, you know, I mean.
She never once shouted Black Lives Matter along with us. This woman is lying and apologizing because she's sorry she got caught in her acts of racism.
That's it. That's it, Pat. And it's weird that she would say she blacked out. Is she trying to say that?
I don't even remember.
You should go to the doctor then. Not to should you, but I would want to find out why I am blacking out and saying like racist fucked up shit. But she claimed she was shouting Black Lives Matter earlier.
Yeah, and she wandered to the other side to get a better view.
Yeah.
Lying sack of shit.
Right. Right. She's full of shit.
She had to leave Branson. I'm sure, at a great Gosh. Loss, I'm sure. I'm sure Branson's.
Oh, man.
Gonna miss her.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Trump's America, everybody.
Yeah, and imagine what would go on any weekend, say in the late 70s, maybe, when nobody had cameras. Nobody had video cameras.
Let's see. Sad news.
Yes.
Here.
Right.
Voyagers that were paying thousands of dollars.
Okay.
Have now had their vacation plans scuttled.
Okay. Were they...
Are
they going to Mars?
Hmm?
Mars? Were they...
In a sense.
Oh, okay.
If steaming and shoving hot rocks up your vagina is going to Mars. The Goop at Sea Cruise.
Wait, you can't cancel that.
The Goop at Sea Cruise has been canceled. You could pay thousands
Goop
of dollars.
Goop at Sea?
You could pay thousands of dollars to go hang with Gwyneth.
I want to do that.
On a cruise ship?
Yeah, not now. Well, not now. But
in August?
In before times. Gosh, Gwyneth Paltrow, what are they paying you in these movies you do? You need to renegotiate that shit. You have an Oscar. Correct. You have an Oscar. Yeah, you have an Academy fucking award.
Yes,
a fucking Academy award. And you were having to do a gig where you were on a fucking cruise ship. That sounds like madness. Why? You don't have to do cruise ships. Like, plenty of people have to.
She's probably pulling in big bucks.
Fuck, man. I mean.
She's divorced. She's not getting that Coldplay income anymore.
She has a goddamn Academy Award, she's in the Iron Man movies.
Yeah, but
she was in that movie with that dumb fucking movie with the guy, Huey Lewis, about karaoke. They were in that movie.
That broke the box office.
I'm just saying, I wouldn't think Gwyneth Paltrow would be doing cruise ships. Well, she's not.
It's sad news there.
Jesus Christ. That's an eye-opener.
Goop at Sea, featuring a chance to meet Gwyneth Paltrow, has been called off.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
A representative for Goop said, "We were working on new dates next year for the event.
You know,
look forward to welcome everyone aboard in 2021.
I will run on this platform for president. No more cruises. No more cruise ships. That is before times. We are at new times.
Oh, this is smart. All travelers scheduled for the cruise will get a complete reimbursement or...
Yes?
A 125% future cruise credit.
Give me my fucking cash!
That can be used up to the end of next year. So it expires.
What rock do I put in my pee-pee hole when I get COVID?
Paltrow had teamed with Celebrity Cruises to roll out the Goop at Sea Cruise.
Oh, it sounds so gross.
It was set to leave from Spain in late August.
Right. God damn. I got to go to Spain to take my Goop cruise?
Oh, yeah.
Jeez.
She lives in London, doesn't
Why
she?
Why the fuck do I? Hold on a second. I'm taking a plane to Spain. Amazing country. And then I'm getting on a fucking cruise ship? Go fuck yourself. I'm not doing that.
The Goop at Sea Cruise was to provide travelers with access to thought leaders, practitioners, and doctors. Travelers would also have been able to engage with Paltrow and Goop Chief Content Officer Elise Lerin.
Listen, you know what's sad is how many people did they say how many reservations they had? Were they full?
I don't have that information.
Was the Goop boat full up? Because it's sad that whoever got tickets to this to meet these thought leaders, it's very sad you don't have people in your life that will tell you that this is dumb and you're wasting your money. And
don't steam your vagina. It's not good for it.
Yeah, and don't put a very hot rock in your vagina either, right?
Also not good for it.
Okay.
There you go.
I'm just saying you should have someone close to you that might tell you not to go on this cruise. They're just now canceling it?
Yes.
When was it supposed to?
In August.
We gotta not have cruises, man. I mean, that industry is bye-bye.
For a long time, yeah.
Well, when would you bring it back? Never.
After there's a vaccine that's widely disseminated, okay. And we have a herd immunity.
And here's Ebola. Congratulations, you're on a boat with Ebola now. Ooh.
Well, yeah, but I mean, you can't think like that.
You obviously can think like that,
should
though.
Should we just run around in hamster bubbles?
I think we should get rid of cruises, though. And I mean, I don't, you know.
The dog's having a
right.
Another psychotic moment over here. And behind her.
And I went on one cruise, and the industry is evil because you know how they get you? They're like, right after you get done with this one cruise, they send you a deal for like two cruises, but you got to, you know, it's a discount.
Right.
And then you just, you know, you have cruises scheduled through infinity. I was talking to people on the boat that all they do is go on Carnival. Those people are being done a favor.
We've got, let's see, the Trump's, or there's a report that all these polls, that Trump's unpopularity is seriously hurting the Republican candidates in the key Senate races.
Ooh, genius poll, of course. Trump's popularity?
Yes.
So, Trump's popularity is down, but why? But because of the pandemic, I guess? The pandemic?
Yeah, and the gassing the protesters.
Wow.
People didn't like that.
People don't like that either. Jeez. It's bad for the Republican Party to have...
For just taking a picture?
Oh, yeah. I mean, the Republican Party... has a president that's overseeing a fucking pandemic with how many people dead?
120,000?
Yeah. I mean, God. Jeez. I would think you that might hurt the party.
Tweet us during the show anytime.
Yes. Tweet us.
At crab diving.
Right. I love that there's polls out there trying to decide. It's like, Trump is so shitty, you just can't have a poll, right? It's got to be a poll about how acutely shitty he is.
Well, right, because he's never had, he's always like, nothing like this has ever happened before, nobody's ever seen. Well, nobody's ever seen unpopular Correct. Numbers like this.
This is some fucking wild shit.
Because people don't just not like him, people fucking despise him.
And I'm sorry, he continues to surprise me. He does things that shock me still.
Yeah.
You know, like he's the only guy having indoor. He's not going to shut down those indoor rallies. Oh, he has to.
No. Yeah.
But he has to.
I want to see about the convention. It's in Jacksonville, like in a month, isn't it, or something?
Yeah. Oh, fuck me. But wait, the last week was Tulsa, right?
Yeah.
And I know the room wasn't full, but still 6,000 fucking people in there at the same time. They don't have that magic technology that zaps 100% of the fucking COVID like that one place had in Arizona.
That church, which doesn't exist.
Oh, I mean, that's
church
right.
Exists. The technology doesn't exist.
Oh, yeah. That was bullshit. Yeah.
Bill Mitchell.
Yes.
Here's Bill Mitchell talking about racism.
Right.
I'm not a racist. I never have been. It's never even occurred to me. And here's the thing, folks. I get together with my other conservative friends. Okay. And you know what we'd never talk about? You know what the thing it never talks about? I sit down for dinner with my conservative friends. You know what we talk about? We talk about the business. We talk about the economy. We talk about taxes and so on and so forth. We talk about our families and, you know, what's going on in everybody's life. You know what we never, ever talk about? Ever talk about? Racism.
Because you're white.
Yeah, right. Why
because
would
you're white.
A herd of white people sit around and talk? I guess.
I mean, you know, this guy has money. He's rich. He's white. Nothing touches this man. That's why there's nothing to talk. There's nothing to talk to him about.
Yeah. Nobody ever says, oh, yeah, there's this black guy. I can't stand black. Nothing like this ever happened. It never happens. It's not in our thought process. It's not our thought process.
Oh, I'm sure you guys don't talk about the riots about BLM.
Property damage, goddammit. I mean, that target got
burned.
Well,
that's not racism. They're terrorists.
What about the good cops out there?
Can't stand black. Nothing like this ever happened. It never happens. It's not in our thought process.
Liar.
It's not in our thought process. But Democrats, when they get together, they obsess about racism.
Yes, racist. Of course.
Here's the thing, folks. If they're always hearing racist dog whistles and everything, if I make some completely innocuous statement,
I say, if I say the N-word, I mean, come on.
He's like, Democrats obsess about racism. You don't think? I can't breathe.
Right.
We have cops standing on people until they're fucking dead.
We need you guys to obsess about racism. That's the problem.
We haven't been at all. We've been ignoring it.
The innocuous statement. Okay. They say that means I'm a racist. I don't even realize that there's a racist dog whistle. Well, the only kind of animal that hears a dog whistle is a dog. Okay. And if you're hearing racist dog whistles everywhere, there's a good, very good chance that you are a racist.
Oh, yes. Good point, dickhead.
God. So black people hearing racist dog whistles are actually the racists.
This is a guy that does a podcast probably with a theme of racism no longer exists, right? It's not a thing. We don't really...
My white friends and I don't sit around talking about it, so obviously it doesn't exist.
Why are you going to all this trouble to divide us? We'll never get forward unless you let me be racist. Just ignore my racism and my shittiness.
This is very exciting. I can't save this for Faithless Friday.
Damn, it's Thursday.
As you know, Jim Baker.
Oh, fuck.
Had a medical issue and suffered a small stroke by the reports, and he's convalescing.
So he's not fucking dead.
Correct. Okay. And he's not, but he's also not doing the show, but stepping up to the plate.
Oh, yes.
Is Lori.
Oh, shit.
And here is Lori.
Oh my God.
Talking about
I'm gonna get comfortable.
What Jim has been through in regards to all these evil companies dropping their credit card payments.
Oh
in
shit.
In response
I forgot about that.
To him on the show hawking that colloidal silver bullshit.
That's right.
As a COVID cure.
Does Goop sell colloidal? Mm-hmm.
Only in vaginal spray.
That is spray.
The other thing that happened was Jim started teaching about the Revelation, the book of Revelation, because when he went through the most horrible tragedy of being put in prison for a crime he didn't commit.
This is back in the day she's talking about.
But he did, though.
When he was convicted of fraud.
But he was convicted. He didn't do it.
Oh, yeah, he did.
He did do it. Okay. Well, Lori just maybe.
The most horrible tragedy of being put in prison for a crime he didn't commit. And when they took him away and put him away, they gave him a 45-year prison sentence. He served 5 years, and what he did during that time was he studied the book of Revelation word by word by word.
Oh, God. Bullshit. There you go.
Oh, yes. I'm sure he studied the book of Revelations.
Sadly, that's the only clip that we have here at Right Wing Watch right now.
Word by word by word by word.
Sounds like she's had access to the Xannies.
It sounds like no one is regulating the pharmaceuticals. You know, she seems, what do you think? Do you think she likes this? Do you think she really loves Jim Baker? I can't imagine. She doesn't, or she does, who knows?
And I know you're eager to hear what Deanna Lorraine has to say.
Fuck yeah.
QAnon conspiracy theorist.
Garnering less than 2% of the vote in last year's Republican primary.
And
in
that
Cali.
Could be like 1/100 of 1% because they don't quantify.
Less than two.
All they say is less than two.
Right.
Well, here she is. You just got to hear this batshittery.
Yeah.
This is Deanna Lorraine, former congressional candidate now.
Yes.
Basement YouTube broadcaster.
Congrats.
I think a lot of us are waiting for a green light where someone, whether it be President Trump or someone else, says, okay, everyone, grab your guns. You go here. You go there. You go there.
This is the same shit. This is the same shit Dilly was talking about, right?
Oh,
they're just waiting for the moment for Trump to say go.
Is this true? Do you think there are people waiting for this, for a signal? From signal from this fucking fascist rape slug?
But I think the vast majority of them are keyboard warriors.
Yes.
Who will be more than happy to allow others to go grab their guns and go and go do it. I think there will be some nutballs. You think this asshole is going to grab her gun and go out in the streets?
No. Oh, fuck no. Absolutely not.
To defend America?
No.
From the liberals?
Yeah. And how's it going to work, guys? What do? You have families, I assume, some of you. You're going to say, bye, family. I'm going to go fight the liberals and end up in jail.
Someone else says, okay, everyone, grab your guns. You go here, you go there, you go there, and let's organize and fight back. But there's a lack of organization here. And we have to be realistic, too. You know, it's not necessarily so realistic for Trump to just shout that out on Twitter. I mean, that would be kind of a precarious position for him to put himself in, right? If he literally says those words and gives that green light.
So now they're looking for some obscure message from Trump.
Yeah.
That they're going to interpret.
Yeah.
As their go button.
Right. God, so now they're...
Because obviously he can't just say it outright, right? Because that'd be precarious for him.
When Donald Trump is on the mic... fumbling around, you're listening to a guy that maybe he had a stroke. Maybe he's fucked up. Maybe he's on some weird Sudafed.
All of the above.
Yeah, cocktail or some shit. But I don't think this man is playing three-dimensional chess. I don't think there's secret messages hidden in what he's saying.
If he literally says those words and gives that green light that we're all waiting for. So I believe that this is the time for us to stand up and get organized in small or large groups, city by city, and start taking back our cities. Start, if you get word of a statue about to be knocked down or a building about to be defaced or anarchist about to come and do something or loot or riot, we got to go there. We got to organize and go there. We got to create our own and execute our own militias.
Like some Jesus of these ninnies Christ. Have been doing. Did you see there was, I don't even remember what state it was, but it was over the weekend or something.
Yeah.
That, there was somebody probably planted it to scare these assholes, but some like far suburban little lily white town.
Yeah.
It was like Antifa's coming.
Oh God.
And they all gunned up and they were all waiting. And there's
pictures
of them all patrolling at night and not one fucking thing happened.
I think you guys are romanticizing something here. I know what I mean? Like, have you ever seen the movie Gangs of New York or Streets of New York? Is it Gangs?
Gangs of New York?
The one with all the butcher knives and the bullshit and the chains and the cutting and the violence.
Yes.
Man, that's
Daniel Day-Lewis.
Is that what you guys want? Because that's what they had. They had separate gangs of people and all they would do is meet every day and beat the living fuck out of each other. Do you want that?
We got militias. We have Proud Boys. We've got a lot of underground veterans and militias that are there. And I know that have been training for years because I know some of them personally, a lot of them. We got a lot of Proud Boys. We got a lot of Proud Girls. We got a lot of MAGA guys and girls. We got a lot of people. So we just need organization because we are unfortunately outmatched by that.
Outmatched by
organization.
Someone with by smart people.
Because of Soros.
Oh, well.
And things like that, that the libs are far more organized.
No, she's admitting that the libs are smarter. That's what she's saying. We need someone smart.
Definitely outmatched by that. And it's like pathetic when you think about it because we are being run over by little skinny soy boy Antifas, okay, who don't probably even know how to swim.
What is that?
I don't know.
I don't know what the swimming they don't has even to do anything.
These
but,
soy boys from Antifa, they eat soy and drown,
little skinny
apparently.
Soy boy Antifas.
That seek like a stone in the water. I don't know. She's insane.
But the same kind of shit that Dilly was saying about, we're just waiting for the green light.
I mean, Ken, if you have a radio show or a podcast or whatever the fuck Deanna Lorraine is doing, are you allowed to say things like, listen, guys, if something happens in your town, like there's going to be a protest, grab your guns and go get them.
Right.
Can you say that? What she did, was that legal?
I mean, she said you go protect.
It's very strange, man.
Oh, Dilly clip.
Oh, yes.
From Right Wing Watch.
Fuck yes.
I'm the only one in the waiting room with no mask. I am getting death stares from the goons around me that don't have the balls to stand up for themselves. They're all looking at me.
Well,
I'm like, yeah, I'm that guy, motherfucker. I'm special. The only thing that separates me from all of you is I have balls and courage and I won't bend. But bigger than that, and if we remove the balls and we remove the courage.
See, look at this is how Trump has tried to to help people with BB sized little testicles somehow inflate their manhood by saying, you're gonna demasculate me by making me wear a mask.
Yeah, dude. I mean, you know, Dilly, do you want some person that if you're wearing a mask, you are buying into the social distancing, to the science, and you don't want to get near people. And that would involve, they don't want to get in your face. And it's not because of a masculinity issue or anything like that, right? I mean, they probably don't want to be around you.
Well, yeah, and he's framing it as, I have the balls to stand up for myself. I'm the only one in this room that is a macho man with big, giant balls full of swimmers.
Well, I think he's having some issues.
They're nuts.
Yeah.
The only thing that separates me from all of you is I have balls and courage, and I won't bend. But bigger than that, and if we remove the balls and we remove the courage, I have something that most other Americans don't have.
Okay.
And I'm not saying that to gas myself up. It's the fucking truth. I have will. Most people have no fucking idea what will is. They have no clue how to impose their will on the world.
Oh, that's not creepy.
That's good, isn't it? Most people don't want to impose their will upon the world?
Right.
Don't we want that? Isn't that a good thing? That's
usually
a good thing.
Yes, yeah.
Do you want the world to
bend to anyone's will? No.
Yeah. Impose
their will on the world. They have insecurities. They have fears.
He's a life coach, by the way. I want to remind everyone.
But he's describing someone that would want to bend the world to their will. They have insecurities, right? I mean,
well, projection is one of their number one vibes.
I watched this show about psychology once, I think. So,
okay.
You know, I mean, I did have a sociology class in the 90s.
They have insecurities. They have fears. Fear of consequence. Fear of ridicule. God. Fear of fucking judgment. I don't live like that, man. I don't give a fuck.
No
fuck
shit.
I don't give a fuck. Fuck them.
but Dilly, you know.
I don't live like that, man. I don't give a fuck. Fuck them. I won, you didn't. You're sitting there with your stupid fucking maxi pad on your face, and I'm not. I'm still free. You're a little fucking bitch.
I'm still free. You're a little fucking bitch because you're wearing a mask to help protect other people.
Well, I would say in this instance, you are the little bitch. And the people wearing the mask are protecting you.
And what part of your will did you impose on everybody?
Is he the doctor?
I don't know where he was. Waiting room.
Were you the doctor?
I think at a doctor's, they would insist
get
a mask, but
who knows?
Wherever the hell he's at.
Jeez, this coronavirus is particularly bad for this thing that's going on in America. You know, I mean, we have this thing in this country where, what is it? We're racist and And
gun, and click, click, click. Yeah, like
a fucked up fascination with shit in the sky that's bullshit. You know, we love guns and non-existent shit. We're fucked up.
And that whole bullshit, fucking Quaker based work ethic.
Oh yeah.
You've got to work yourself till you're dead, and then don't worry about it. It'll be great when you're after you're dead in heaven.
And there's these fucking homophobes and these racists and anti-trans people. It's like, God, fuck the fuck off.
There's a new Fox poll out.
Oh jeez. Look at my poll.
Ooh.
Damn, Shitler. Bad news.
Fox News poll. Choice for president if voting now.
Oh, are they picking Joe Jorgensen? The
Texas, 45% Biden, 44% Trump.
Oh, Texas.
North Carolina, 47% Biden, 45% Trump.
Damn.
Georgia, 47, Biden, 45, Trump.
Now, Brian Kemp can cheat. That's enough.
This one he's not going to be happy with.
Yes.
Florida.
Oh, that's our state.
49% Biden, 40.
Oh!
Trump.
Oh.
He's down by 9 points here in Florida.
Damn, Trump, that's crazy. Because there are a lot of racists here that I would assume that would fucking love you. Wow. Jeez.
Can't wait for the tweet.
I think Florida, people here, they're racist, so it's not the racist stuff with him. It's got to be the way he's handling the pandemic, right? It must be that. Because that actually will affect
the protesters thing. Only his hardcore base.
Yeah.
Was into that,
right?
But a lot of independents and a lot of women, especially, were like, "Wait a minute, they were not violent." We could see the footage. Nobody was violent,
the footage is insane.
And it was 40 minutes before curfew.
Yeah,
and then all of a sudden the horses are coming through, the rubber bullets and the gas, so that he could walk across the street and hold the Bible upside down and scowl at the camera.
And there are accounts of cops using the curfew to trap people in and keep them out after curfew, I'm arresting you. I mean, a lot of injustice going on,
God, he's been tweeting like a motherfucker. Jeez.
Mr. Thumbs.
He retweeted a bunch of shit about himself. There's a picture. Melania must have gotten a bonus. There's a picture of him with Melania.
Melanoma.
He retweeted Mike Pence.
How is... I just want to ask a real quick question. You might not have the information in front of you. How is the Be Best program going?
Oh, I don't know. It's a raging success, I'm sure.
Okay. Shelby, check on that when you're done with that dick.
7 hours ago, a Fox News commentator just ripped me with lies with nobody defending.
Oh.
They talked about the friendly protesters. They set the church on fire the day before. They were anything but friendly. Yeah, someone set the church on fire the day before. This was a different group.
Yeah.
And how I stood and held the Bible upside down. It wasn't upside down.
So what, dickhead?
Is he listening to our show?
That's the... No, he doesn't, because I think we would be taken care of. I don't know. Who cares about
us? The fake news and phony fake suppression polls have never been worse. The lamestream media has gone, all caps, crazy. Oh, this is one of my favorite stories.
Yeah.
Today,
oh, shit.
And Trump tweeted about it. Carly Fiorina. Remember her?
Oh, yeah.
Former presidential candidate who, sadly, the most notable
part of
her candidacy.
Beetle chop chop.
Is that, well, more so that Trump called her ugly.
Oh,
and
God.
Then during the debates had to look over and say, look at her face. She's beautiful. Look at her. She's beautiful.
Oh my God. I mean, God, is he caught in the Mad Men era?
You're sure, yeah.
I mean, Jesus, dude.
So she, I don't know, in an interview or statement or something, has said that she will not be voting for him.
Okay.
This time.
Wow.
Apparently he heard this. Failed
presidential candidate. Thank you, President Trump! Exclamation point.
Oh, geez. Oh.
He's thanking himself.
Oh, right.
For beating Carly Fiorina.
Right.
Carly Fiorina said she will be voting for corrupt Joe Biden.
It's not sleepy anymore now. It's corrupt.
Right, right. Burisma.
She lost so badly to me twice in one campaign that she should be voting for Joe. No complaints. 3 exclamation points.
He's not. Don't you want Carly Fiorina's vote?
I don't think he cares.
Jeez.
6 hours ago, the number of China virus cases goes up.
China.
Because of great testing. While the number of deaths, mortality rate goes way down. The fake news doesn't like telling you that.
Well, it's also a lagging indicator.
Right.
The people that are going into the hospitals now will be the ones dying soon.
Right.
That's when we'll see these numbers.
It's not a, and there's just not a, the numbers are bad.
Right.
There's no way to massage, you can't massage your numbers.
5 hours ago, one of the thugs, looters, and anarchists moving out of the so-called autonomous zone in Seattle. Get going.
he doesn't like that autonomous zone for some reason.
Right.
Why is he such a little asshole about that?
Then he retweeted a tweet that originated from deep within his own rectum, actually, from Representative Jim Jordan.
Miles into his own rectum.
Jim Jordan tweeted,
Jim bag.
Obama-Biden scandals, Fast and Furious, Solyndra, Benghazi, IRS targeting, Operation Choke Point, spying on journalists, Virginia waiting lists, cash payments to Iran, Clinton emails, unmasking of political rivals, crossfire hurricane, Russia hoax, crossfire razor, Flynn, don't forget.
I don't know what all those things are.
Because they're all bullshit.
God.
The cash payments to Iran, we know that.
Yeah, yeah. We gave Iran the money back that we took. Right. Or, you know.
Fast and Furious, we know about. Solyndra, we know about.
Okay, yeah.
Benghazi, we really know about.
I have heard. I watched the movie.
IRS targeting was shown to be equally
the nonprofits,
as targeting of liberal nonprofits as it was conservative.
Didn't they bust a bunch of people on drugs taking operation food stamps?
With 2 P's?
Okay. Oh, operation with 2 P's.
Operation Choke Point. I don't know what that one was.
Do you think he's
spying on journalists?
Who thinks operation?
That was a problem.
But if you have operation with 2 P's, you're going to get a red squiggly line on your fucking phone, aren't you?
Jim Jordan didn't. Well, anyway, Trump retweeted that.
Retweet.
And then said the Obama-Biden administration is the most corrupt in history.
Oh, my fucking God. Jeez. He's a crazy person. Is he, you know, because were there accounts of Nixon wandering around the White House in the final days of his fucking administration, drunk, fucked up, talking to the fucking paintings?
Yeah.
Are we there? Is Trump there yet?
Maybe.
Has he blown a gasket?
Blown.
Except he's talking to Hannity instead of the paintings.
Is that better or is that worse?
Black Lives Matter leader states, if U.S. doesn't give us what we want, then we will burn down this system and replace it. This is treason, sedition, insurrection, exclamation point.
What? Who is he talking about?
I don't know.
Who said that? What Black Lives Matter leader said that?
Yeah, yeah. And yeah. And who is that directed to? Just the planet? Is that something someone is supposed to act upon? Is someone supposed to do something?
Well, and again, what is he talking about?
Yeah, there's some issues with that tweet. Like he thinks that the protesters are traitors and they should be arrested.
The ones that are calling for And if this is true, also, the words are pretty important. We're going to burn this system to the ground and replace it.
Okay. Right. That
if the U.S. doesn't give us what we want, then we will burn down this system and replace it. I don't know who is alleged to have said that.
I don't know. George Soros said that in the facts. Maybe George Clooney said that.
And I don't think anybody can figure out who this is.
Gwyneth Paltrow.
Who this leader that he tweeted about.
Oh, leader. Well, that's, jeez. I don't know. Who would it be? Is it Ellen? Is it Oprah?
Told that Mayor de Blasio wants to paint the fabled and beautiful Fifth Avenue right in front of Trump Tower in Tiffany with a big yellow Black Lives Matter sign. Pigs in a blanket, fry them like bacon, referring to killing police is their chant. New York police, New York City police are furious.
Well, that probably New York City police are assholes.
Yeah, they're always furious. You generally, people that are beating innocent people to death have some fury in them.
Oh, here we go.
They are beasts. They're monsters.
There was a Fox News interview with Hank Newsom, identified as the president of the Greater New York Black Lives Matter.
Yes.
Who was asked on whether he believes violence is necessary to achieve the goals. He says, if this country doesn't give us what we want, then right. we will burn down this system and replace it. All right. And I could be speaking figuratively. I could be speaking literally. It's a matter of interpretation.
Jesus.
He said in the interview, the goal was to protect lives, not to hurt police officers, right. and called criticism of those efforts hypocritical. We talk about uplifting and upholding the Second Amendment, but it seems to be the hypocrisy of America that when black people start talking about arming themselves and defending themselves, that talk is violent, he said.
Oh, shit, yes. I mean, come on.
But when white people grab assault rifles and go to our nations or their states' capitals, it's all good.
I want a haircut! That's what they wanted. But they didn't want a haircut. They just didn't want to be told what to do. They wanted to assert their white fucking supremacy and I don't know, play with their guns.
He tweeted at one point, this is Newsom, black people riot, we are terrorists, white people do it, and there's sports fans celebrating a championship.
Yeah, yeah. What about that? What about that fucking point?
Oh, well, this person joins 11 other American citizens that Trump is accused of treason since he became president.
Gosh. Boy. Little Donnie Trump is mad. He wants to send you to prison for 10 years if you fuck with a Confederate white supremacy trophy.
Some Trump critics argue the president's defense of Confederate symbols is tantamount to supporting treason. The Lincoln Project began airing an ad last week called Treason, which shows Trump supporters dressed in and carrying the Confederate flag.
Jeez, how nice. What a fucked up symbol. And these people that are like, oh, it's our heritage. They have to sit there. We have to sit there and believe they don't think it's about racism or slavery.
And typically, so stupid. The pigs in a blanket frame like bacon was heard at a Black Lives Matter protest in 2015 once somewhere. The organizers decried it.
Yeah.
And, okay. But to every white racist out there, that's Black Lives Matter. And
you
the
can't
president,
give them that.
And
you
the
know
president
what I mean?
Just tweeted that. Pigs really? In a blanket, that's what they believe. Killing police officers.
You can't like, you know what, just, okay. That's one chant nobody liked. Fucking ignore it. Who cares?
Meanwhile, he's losing the public opinion on his side as he continues to vilify the movement. He's attacking right. BLM and saying BLM is a terrorist organization and they're treasonous.
This is like all this guy does. He just wants violence.
More than 60% of Americans in the latest poll believe that black people are treated less fairly by police than white people.
Yeah.
Sadly, only 60% of Americans.
Right, right.
There's still 40% dumb people out there.
Oh, yeah. Really dumb people, too.
57% believe Trump is biased against black people. 40% do not.
Wow.
God damn.
That's amazing. Wait.
God damn.
So what do they think? They think Trump isn't racist.
He is not biased against black people was the wording.
Wow. That's crazy, man. Then what is he? Just if he's not being racist, then...
Well, that's what they believe.
God. Some people really believe that racism doesn't exist, and it only exists because there are people out there that call it out, which I don't know. I don't know how you deal with that.
That was crazy.
Yeah. Take some lithium.
Meanwhile, the head of the probably soon to be former head of the CDC.
Yes.
Did you see this? The Center for Disease Control Director, Robert Redfield.
Yeah.
Was on a call with reporters today and said the number of Americans who have been infected with the coronavirus is likely 10 times higher than the 2.3 million confirmed cases.
Oh, my God.
Our best estimate right now is that for every case that's reported, there are actually 10 other infections.
Holy fuck. Well, why do they assume that? Because they're trying to account for, like, if we had contact tracing and more testing, that's what we would find out. 10 times?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Oh, we're fucked. We're fucked, man. 10 times.
He attributes it to broader testing of people under 50, especially in the past, we didn't diagnose these infections. Remember, there were no tests. So you had to be like hacking up a lung to even get tested.
You had to have a neon sign above your head. I have the coronavirus.
So there are people that got really sick, went to hospital.
Hello?
They said, sorry, you got to suck it up, and left. Never got tested, never got counted.
But in the meantime, they're walking around in the community and getting people sick.
They told them to isolate.
Oh, did they?
That was what they were supposed to do.
Americans are so good at being responsible and stuff like that.
But he estimates that 92 to 95% of the U.S. population is still susceptible to the virus.
Which is most.
92 to 95, yeah.
Fuck.
Even in Republican mail.
Oh, my God. And the thing is, this virus, you know, if you have one of these religious exemptions where you shut you don't shut the churches down, I don't think the virus understands that.
He says about 110 to 120 counties, about 3% of all U.S. counties are hotspots.
Oh, God.
Significant transmission.
Significant transmission. That's a negative.
This is a significant event. We had a significant increase in cases. We need to interrupt that.
Significant. This guy was significant this, significant that. A different word. Or important me. I don't know. God, this all sucks. Significant. We're significantly fucked.
Many experts expect the death toll may still rise because of the time lag between illness and death.
Oh, more good news.
The virus is affecting younger individuals. Fewer are hospitalized or dying, but he said he's highly concerned about the complexity we're going to be facing in the fall when both COVID and the regular flu and whatever new flu we might get are circulating all at the same time.
Ah, we're fucked.
Well, I mean,
shit, man. We've been locked down for a long fucking time.
We wouldn't have to be fucked.
Goddamn dickheads are at Applebee's.
If we had adults running all of our states.
You gross and our fuckers. Country. Quit licking and slobbering and hugging and humping and all the touching and the carousing about. Go home and just watch fucking shit on Netflix. It's just so gross. Shit, man.
So there you go.
What are you doing tonight? What are you going to do? You're going to go to that country and western bar downtown?
Oh, yeah, sure.
You can ride the bull.
I'm going to go in the mosh pit.
You want to go ride the bull, the mechanical bull?
Oh, sure, why not?
Go line dancing, hang out with a bunch of Trumpalos?
I'm going to get COVID of the thighs.
Get corona thighs.
We got to get going. Here's a quick Trump's America for you on the way out.
Fuck you.
Three police officers.
Oh, good.
in North Carolina have been fired after they were heard on camera making racist comments.
Oh, yeah.
Including the use of racial epithets and references to slaughtering black people.
Jeez.
Wilmington.
Oh, God.
North Carolina Police Chief Donnie Williams and Corporal Jesse Moore.
Yes.
Officers James Gilmore and Kevin Piner. Expect them, you know, to be sheriff's office officers soon.
Piner.
Would be fired. Will be fired for misconduct after internal investigation uncovered extensive violations of their policies.
Oh, shit.
Investigation started as a result of a supervisor's routine inspection of video from an in-car camera.
Oh, okay.
So they got caught by their own camera.
Oh, wow.
About 46 minutes into the video, Piner started speaking with Gilmore from their respective cars. During the convo, Piner criticized the department, told Gilmore the agency is concerned with kneeling down with the blacks.
Oh, jeez.
Gilmore then said he watched a video on social media about white people bowing down on their knees and worshiping blacks.
These dudes know they're on camera, though, right?
I guess he didn't think about it.
How do you not think about it? God, this guy must be really racist.
He used a racial slur. Later in the conversation, he said he feels a civil war is coming and he's ready.
Oh, you dumb idiot.
I'm going to buy a new assault rifle in the next couple of weeks.
Yay.
Society will be close to martial law.
Well, that's good for the economy. I'm kidding.
He also discussed slaughtering people using the N-word.
Great. He's a cop. This is a cop. This is the agency. I want to defund this and have something brand new.
The other cop said, well, I wouldn't do that. To which Piner said, I'm ready.
God.
To start slaughtering.
Brr. We can do better than this, right? This is our current police situation.
Well, they finally fired him.
Okay.
But I mean, imagine.
What else he's done?
Imagine how Piner reacted to black people on calls.
Yeah, and now all this shit is coming out, and just think about all the other bad shit Piner has done. And that guy who stood on top of that child for 10 minutes until he fucking died.
Right.
Imagine all the bad shit.
He dropped a sandwich.
Ugh.
Probably told the guy to fuck off or something and respected his authority.
God,
so he had to kill him.
God, these fucking assholes. Racist.
Let's do it again tomorrow, everybody. Faithless Friday is here already.
Wear
tomorrow.
A fucking mask.
2 to 4 p.m. Pacific, 5 to 7 Eastern. Don't forget, we're always available as a podcast on your favorite podcasting application and then at crabdiving.com. Ryan's doing some stuff on the internet. Check out at RatedRComedy on the Instagram, on the Twitter, and on the Facebook, and his website, RatedRComedy.com.
Follow the very funny Patrick Vile on Twitter or Instagram at Vile Experience. Oh, so freaking Vile.
Have a great evening, everybody. Stay safe out there, and we'll see you tomorrow.
Fuck Trump.
Bitch-ass, redneck, white bread, chicken shit motherfucker. Fuck you, your mama, and everything connected to you, you racist piece of shit. Fuck you.
Thank you for listening to Crab Diving. Catch the crabs on Facebook. Facebook.com/crabdiving. And on Twitter and Instagram @crabdiving.